Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Christopher. How are you?
I'm doing well. It used to always be good morning, Sean. Good morning, Chris. But we've changed our time slot. We're Sunday afternoon, 2:14 start today.
Yes, sir. I was thinking
Yeah.
that when you said it, good afternoon. It sounded a little strange.
It does. Yeah, it does.
I was laughing to myself when I heard the song came on because I was listening to my podcast the other day.
Yeah.
I was shoveling. I listened to
Okay.
podcasts.
Yeah.
That music started playing. I went, "Oh, right, which podcast is this?" And then our voices came on. I went, "Oh yeah, that's kind of weird."
Oh,
But we're
that's
all these famous people writing to us. But you know what? My cousin started listening to our podcast this week for the first time. He says he really has been enjoying it. And another person I know from Vegas started listening to it, really been enjoying it. So yeah, it's nice to get new
great.
listeners. Yeah,
That's cool. One
absolutely.
person at a time.
Hey, only 10 billion to go. So yeah, it's you've had a big week.
I've had a busy week. Yeah. Yeah.
You have.
Back to work this week, which was nice. A little bit of a lull in that. I was looking for a job for a while, which isn't easy.
No, but
Been interesting, but yeah, grateful to be back at work and working kind of in a field that I know, decking and construction. So that's kind of cool.
yeah.
That's and in the winter as a landscaper, there's not much going on, so
No.
it's good to have things to do during the day, idle hands, as they say. It's not the best thing, so.
No, and I don't know what the current unemployment rate is. I know, like my son, like not that he wasn't working, but he was looking for other jobs and doing things, and like the amount of the resumes he put in and just never
Oh yeah, it's a process.
did.
Yeah, I don't think the unemployment rate is that high, but it's the I think it's more the other way. The availability of work is limited, right? So
Yeah.
more people looking for work than there are jobs. So
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I never understand when it says high, if that means good or bad. I always get on
yeah.
that. I
Well,
know.
it is.
I know. There's one kid that's working. Had this kid show up at my door this week, and it was freezing cold out.
Yeah.
And the only reason I answered the door, because I'm a chicken shit. If I don't know who's at the door, I don't answer it. I'm not interested.
You have a camera though, right?
I do have a camera, but it's not right direct, and I couldn't see. But the power company's supposed to be coming this week to install new meters,
Okay.
and I saw this jacket through, like I have a blurred window kind of, and I thought, oh, it's the power company. So I opened the
Right.
door right away. I'm like, oh, it's not the power company.
Right,
So
right.
it's this I think this newly immigrated kid, nice kid. He's got a vest on and a coat, and he's selling these mesh eaves trough.
Yeah.
Mesh coverings to stop
Okay.
one in
Yeah,
them, and it's freezing. And he's trying to talk to me, and I said, "Well, just come in, just come in." I'm like, L-l-l-l-l-l. So he comes in, and he says, "Listen, all we want to do is give you a free estimate." And then, I said, "Well, listen, if you guys want to give me a free estimate, I'm not really in the mood for anything." I said, "But sure, Then he starts taking my name, my email address, and then he says something. I'm like, ew. He's like, "Well, they'll come look." And then I said, "Do I have to be home?" He goes, "Yeah, because they're gonna come in and talk to you about it. It takes about 45 minutes." And I'm like, 45 minutes for a free estimate? Like,
Right, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of backup, but he's talking me into it, and I just want him to go at this point, right?
Yeah.
I promise the story gets better. So anyway,
Okay.
I go upstairs and I Google it, and it's
Oh
right away I'm getting these like, these guys are scammers. Be careful. Like
boy.
some people said their product's okay. They're a big enough company, but like they're saying like, you know, they sat down and the first quote they were trying to get me to spend $5,000 on these mesh guards, and like, and I got the guy down to $1,500. I'm like, well, how can you go from five to $1,500? And just story after story, like just stay away from these people. So
Right.
I've got an email already confirming this appointment. So I email this back and I say, I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. I'm not meeting anybody. Don't want anybody in my house, not talking about it, and I have no money.
Right.
Emails later, I mean, I'm literally like, listen, I'm bankrupt. I couldn't buy these if I wanted them. I'm sick. I don't want you in my house. It's not happening. So finally,
Right.
he finishes it by saying, okay, sir, but if you ever want to, let us know. Okay. Next night, supper time, knock, 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 look out. It's him again, but he's got a girl this time, this young.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, so here we go. I don't answer the door. And they stand there like for 5 minutes waiting for me. I'm like,
boy.
so no problem. So I go out yesterday to wash my wife's car, and she texts me, they're back again. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like it's like inviting a vampire in your house. If you invite them in, they're allowed to stay. Holy cow.
Yeah, and honestly, it's such a strange thing. I mean, I think when we were young, like door-to-door sales, it wasn't really wasn't that unusual,
No,
right?
and you kind of trusted them, like if you
That's
wanted
how
something.
a lot of things started off back in the day. You know, I
For
don't
sure.
know. I was watching a program last night. There was an Avon lady, and my mom was an Avon lady for a little while.
My
Had her
mom
little
too.
suitcase with stuff. I had a similar thing last week. I literally had just sat down. I happened to have a free night. The two ladies that live with me weren't here, so I was on my own. So I sit down in front of the TV, which is unusual. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have a crisp night. I've made my dinner. I'm just sitting down, just turn on the TV, and then I see these two guys walking up to the front door, and I'm like,
Oh.
no. I'm like, no, I just sat down to eat my dinner, right? And I live in this big old place, and I'm like, I hear the knock, 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 and I'm like, I'm not going. I don't want to be. I
It's
don't.
your
I don't.
door. You don't
You
have
can't
to.
be mean, but I'm eating dinner, and so now I kind of lean over because there's a window right where I am, and the guy's there,
You
and
can
he
see
can
it.
see me, and I'm like, look, man, I'm eating. I do the eating symbol. I said, I'm not. I'm like, no. I give him the axe. I wave off. I'm like, no. It's a weird thing, but yeah, like. People come into your door these days. There's just like you just don't know. It's like you don't necessarily trust. And there's a lot of scamming and there's a lot of shit that happens these days. And it's unfortunate because
And it's
there's
like
people ripping people off.
my son said, if there's something you want done for the house, chances are you'll go find somebody. You don't need to be brought to your door. And I also this and I brought that story up for a reason. We're doing this week, we're talking about manners and morals. But I said to my wife, as we talk about being rude to these people, but I'm saying, no, we're not being rude. They're being rude.
A little bit. I
I was
mean,
being polite at first, but when he coming back over and over after I've told you I don't want to talk to you, I'm sorry I'm not coming to the door, but I told you already. It's like we had a Rogers girl here one day, and I remember she was down there talking to my wife, wouldn't leave her alone, and my wife's so polite she won't say no. And I'm literally hollering down, I need you right now, it's an emergency. Come on, I need you. And my wife's, oh, my husband needs me. And the girl's just like, oh, blah, blah, yeah, but you know, it's like fun. She had to shut the door in her face, like
It is. And
my
there
door.
is, there is definitely there. We could tie in both here a little bit. I'm respectful of other people's
Me
time,
too.
and they should be respectful of mine as well, of course. So, manners, okay, I didn't go to the door. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I probably would. I don't really care. But it's like, okay, thanks, not interested. But it's this kind of like they just keep pushing, and you're just like, listen, I said I'm not interested. We all get calls, telemarketers, all these things. Like it's relentless, and it's just like, just respect other people's boundaries and other people. This is part of it. It's a great tie-in to the morals because there's room for like, okay, you're trying to sell your stuff. I get it, but when I say no, it's a no.
Yeah, and especially at my door. I didn't come out looking for anything. I'm at home. I'm trying to live my life. You came to my door. I was polite enough to answer. I let you in my house because you were cold, but enough. And it's just like, I don't know if I I know it's just a small podcast. I won't say the name of the company, but they provide a satellite radio service.
Okay.
Try telling them you don't want to be a customer anymore.
Oh
Good
man.
luck.
Impossible.
I was talking to a kid from Egypt, and I mean, I told him I don't have the car anymore. Don't
Yeah.
have the car anymore.
Right.
He still was like, okay, but I'm like,
Yeah.
what are you? I said to him, what are you possibly going to say to me at this point?
I had the same thing. I got it with my truck when I bought it, and after a couple of years it expired, and they kept sending me. I'm like, I'm not into this. I've never even bought it to start with.
I'm telling you,
Oh
I
yeah.
could not get the guy to, he wouldn't know. I feel for these young people. They're trying to make a living, and I'm sure they're mandated to not, you can't let the, sometimes you got to take the loss. I do. I get no all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, just kind of like do the right thing here. We're not. I appreciate what you're doing out there, but I don't want it. So make it end.
And I've given you years of business, years of money. I've been good to you. And
No.
now it's like I'm in the constant battle between Rogers and Bell and who wants my cable service. And it's like it's whoever I have, the other one's nonstop. They never stop. They call twice a day. They come to the door. Anyway, what's the
Listen,
definition of manners and morals?
I'll give you what. So we'll start with morals. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
There's two. So one is a lesson, especially one concerning what is right or prudent, that can be derived from a story, a piece of information, or an experience.
Okay, like a morale, the moral
Example, yeah.
of
The
this.
moral of this story was that one must see the beauty in what one has. And that's the first. And then the second is a person's standards of behavior or beliefs concerning what is and what is not acceptable for them to do.
Okay.
That's kind of the more,
And I suppose morality is based on what you consider to be moral. I guess we all have different
absolutely.
levels of it. Yeah. Okay.
So that's morals. And then manners. A way in which a thing is done or happens. That's like the manner of something, right? And then
Right. Right.
manners, also the one is a person's outward bearing or way of behaving toward others. Right. So they obviously tie in. You had mentioned manners a few weeks ago. That's why we were kind of on that one. And I just thought that morals kind of ties into manners in a lot of ways, right?
I mean, the polite thing would have been to do it when I mentioned it, but
Yeah, that would have
you don't
been
have very
polite.
good manners.
That would have been polite. Yeah,
Right.
because it goes on to say ways of behaving toward people, especially ways that are socially correct and show respect for their comfort and their feelings. Yeah.
The moral is that I keep putting up with this, so what the
Yeah, it's true. But I do respect, I respect your feelings, but sometimes we have to
hell?
go back and forth. We have to go back and forth. Plus, sometimes we just go with the flow. You know that as well as I do, so.
Being an asshole.
I know.
Yeah, so it's funny. I don't know if this is directly a manner, but I mentioned to my wife a couple weeks ago and I was thinking about manners and morals, and she brought this thing up about people she works with. At least she has a lot of young people that work for her. And this is more of a, I guess, I don't know if it's manners, but she says, like, kids are so busy writing slang and talking slang, and but they don't even know the proper words for things anymore. Like they put the K or adjust or switch, and they said like so bad that they try to punch in. They can't even read the reports. These girls handwrite the reports of it. She can't understand what they're talking about anymore. And they don't even put the right words down anymore. Like there's, we're losing something when we. I'm a big believer in English, the proper speaking, proper English, or your language, whatever it is, proper, and writing it. And I don't think we should have ever stopped teaching kids how to write cursive. Like I know everyone types nowadays, but I still think it's important that we can still print our names and write our names,
I mean, I think I well, yeah, I think certainly writing properly and using proper verbiage, proper etiquette in that way is important. Yeah, because everything's sort of getting shortened and everything. That's and there is something, yeah, there is something a little bit more, I think, formalized about like just understanding how to write and how to,
Yes.
yeah, how to dictate or give information. Just as there is, in that it is like just saying thank you in a text or in an email or
Right.
pleases or to whom it may concern. Just kind of like a certain type of etiquette to that.
And I
For
think it's
sure.
a slippery slope. I think that's where it ties into manners. Like when we stop saying thank you in emails or stop writing emails out so they're polite and proper
Yeah.
and we stop writing notes the right way, it can lead to our work and our and how we treat people. And like, I don't think you should take people's feelings for granted. And
Yeah.
that's even in little things. And
I'll
that's
give you,
polite.
yeah. Yeah. And I'm actually I this is good because I kind of interrupted you there.
Which is
And
rude.
it is. And I think that, that is certainly I think there's a lot more of that these days. Taking the patience to just wait till somebody's done instead of interrupting them. Sometimes you get a thought and you're just like you just want to launch into it. And that I think is part of society these days. Everyone like we're all in a hurry. Everything's fucking like
Yes.
it's going a mile a minute, right? But even, we're talking about language and verbiage and how we speak to people. Like I had a situation not that long ago. I was with another individual, and an older gentleman came to speak with us. Neither of us knew him, and I said, "Oh, hello, sir. Very nice to meet you." It's just like someone's older than me. You won't. I always refer to them as sir. The person that was with me, he was like, "Hey, man." And I was just like, ooh,
Oh.
wow, no, it's just like, no, it's not, you don't hey man an old guy, like you
I
don't.
agree. He's not a hey man.
And again, nothing against that individual. If he wasn't taught that by somebody, or just maybe it's even a slip, like maybe it was just like he just kind of got caught off guard and it was a hey man. But yeah, for me, it's a sir all the way. Even it, they don't even have to be a lot older than me. I just think sir is it's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not gonna lie. I struggle a little bit. Sir for a man, it's an easy one. The whole madam and stuff, there's a little bit of a gray area weirdness there, but
And some women don't want to be called ma'am. They think it's.
no, ma'am is really, it's outdated. I don't know. There's something about it, but I think just the point of what we're getting at is just greeting people in a polite, like,
Yes.
it's a good morning. It's not just like, you don't have to shorten everything, I guess. It's not like, hey, it's like, hello.
No, even when
Hello,
someone holds the
so.
door for me, I say, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
my standard response is thank you, sir. Even if they're
Yeah.
not older than me, I say thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And we talked about this in another podcast, I know, but it's amazing how holding the door and being polite and saying thank you. And I notice it. I hate when I hold the door for someone and they breeze right through it and don't say thanks. It drives me crazy. I didn't do it for that reason,
I know. No, you said that
but
before.
you can't mention, you can't grunt thank you.
I don't bother worrying about that one,
And
but
I don't like when people walk in ahead of me and like almost slide through the door to not hold it for me. Like, dude,
I know, but
like,
that my thought on that is you let that go.
well, I don't
I'm
dwell
good.
on it for weeks or
I
anything,
know
but
you
I
don't. I know
notice.
you don't. But I'm giving or doing for the sake of doing, not for the sake of receiving. And I know you are too. I know you're like that. So I just, for me,
I
that's a
just
let
notice
go.
it. I guess I just notice it. It
But there
does.
are others. And I think, with the great, we've touched on this one, of course, on the chivalrous episode, because there is some chivalry in this, some of this stuff. Like, some examples that, of course, I was thinking about was like offering a seat to someone. Like you're on the bus. You're sitting, a woman or an older person or whatever. You choose. It doesn't even matter. It could be a kid. I don't know. If you want to offer your chair, offer your chair. I think that's a great one, right? That's a
Absolutely.
lot like opening the door. even pulling out a chair for someone. They
Yes.
some of these things feel a little, they feel a little archaic, but to me, they're good manners. There's nothing wrong with them.
Well,
Some people.
you watch the old movies, and it used to be like, especially if it was soldiers or even the mobsters or something. If you're at a table with women, and if a woman stands up, the men stand up.
Absolutely. And I
Like,
don't think it's
oof.
for me. To me, there's nothing wrong with that either. That's
Me neither.
respectful. I think it's respectful.
I don't do it. I wish I did, but I'd like to do it. I think it's cool when people do that.
I think it's great. And the
But
one
wearing a hat at a table, that drives me crazy.
that is not okay. That is not an
Sitting dinner with
acceptable
a hat
behavior.
on?
That
Oh,
is not good.
no,
No,
not good.
no,
Not
no, not allowed. In the
good.
manners
Not
book,
in the chivalrous guy's world, you
the
don't wear
chivalrous book of manners, you are not wearing your hat.
a hat.
The one that I had to laugh about though, as I thought about coming up to this episode, was putting your coat down over a puddle. That is like
Never
you
done
are
it.
going above and beyond. I have never done
No.
that.
But men used to do it.
I did.
For sure. For
And
sure. Why?
certainly, at least in movies,
I
at least.
still do it. I did it this week. We've gotten a lot
Okay.
of just light snow every day. So there's a lot of slush and wet. And when I'm driving along and I see someone walking, I slow down or I go around them to make sure I don't splash them. You
Oh,
know.
me too. Absolutely.
But people don't. People just drive right by them and just. You see people getting just sort of splattered or sort of, and it's like, or if I see someone walking their dog or their kid and like the streets are, the sidewalks aren't plowed or whatever, I do my best to make sure that I give them lots of space. I don't make them feel like I'm going to run, like I don't, just give people a little space.
We've talked about this one too. That and this is like when somebody like lets you in on the highway and you give them the wave, right?
Yep.
Like you give the wave. Sometimes you don't get the wave. You should give the wave. But you know what I think when I hear us talking about this, I think the one thing that is a that I really feel is important to kind of touch on here is you have to be attentive in order to do these things.
Yes.
If you're lost in your own head, you are not doing a lot of these things,
You're absolutely right.
right? You're not noticing the things that people are doing to be polite and have good manners. Because if someone holds the door for you and you're like late for a meeting and you're fucking, you don't even notice it. You're just so wrapped up. And that's, I think that's one of the important things to notice here, because we have become such a fast-paced society. Everything is fast, everything's instant, everything's instant gratification, that we don't notice these little things. We don't take the time to see what other people are doing around us and how we're interacting with people. Like, I think one of the things that I do a lot, if I'm like at the grocery store and I turn around and maybe there's somebody there and I almost like, oh, I'm not, I do the excuse me. Oh,
Me
excuse me.
too. Me too.
Even if it's kind of like, it's close, but it's not like I'm not going to run into them. I still say, excuse me.
Me too.
Just because I'm not trying to interrupt or I'm not trying to cut anybody. Like, it's just like, that's your space, my space. We're all like in our spaces, but I say, excuse me a lot.
If I'm
I'd say,
walking down the aisle at Shoppers Drug Mart and there's someone looking at shampoo, but I
yeah,
have to walk
I gotta
between
go in
people
front.
to look at, I say, oh, excuse me.
Yes, I do too. I might even like go under,
Absolutely, because
right?
I feel like I just interrupted what you were doing.
I cut into your eye line and I'm like, if I can go around the back, I'll go around the back. But sometimes it's a little close. Now you're like, oh, I don't want to like touch that. It's like you get it. Okay. Oh, excuse me. Do you mind if I
And you
step by
notice
you?
when people say stuff to you. It's like I was at the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I only had two items in my hand. I went to the quick lane, but the person ahead of me probably had 20 items. It was an older lady, and she said, "Oh, you only got two items." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "No, you go first. You go first." And I'm like, "Really?" She goes, "I said, you sure?" She goes, "Yeah, you go first." I said, "Oh, well, thanks. I appreciated that."
I
And I
love
went
that.
first.
That's
I
it.
didn't mind doing it because I could tell it made her feel good to let me go ahead of her.
And
And
frankly, it speeds up the process a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
I
there's
don't
other
think she was in
people.
any hurry. I think she wanted, she's.
And I think that this is a really important aspect to this. I think that when you slow down, you can notice these things. And like, I think slowing down in life is important. Like, you need to like slow down and take a moment just because you're in the grocery store and maybe Yeah, just take a breather and just let things go the way they need to go, right? It's like, I think there's something good about that. Yeah, I had a similar occasion, this instance lately. This lady needed something on the top shelf. She was shorter than me. I happened to walk by and she's like, "Oh, you're tall. Can you reach that thing for me?" And it was like the simplest little thing, but she was happy and I felt good. It was like,
Absolutely.
yes, it's just like such an
Feeling
easy
her
little
giving
thing. I was
almost.
like,
It happened to me yesterday. There was some short ass woman saying, "Could you take this?" Oh no, it was my wife. I'm sorry, that doesn't count.
I was gonna say,
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're using the appropriate language here, Sean. Yeah, I mean, other stuff is like, I think as Canadians, we're really good at it, and we're kind of known for it. But saying sorry when something's happened, saying sorry, that's obviously good manners.
Do you ever say sorry to someone? And I'll have people do this to me because I say sorry a lot. They'll say, "Well, why are you sorry? You didn't do it." And no. I didn't. I'm not saying I did it. I'm saying I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry this is going on. I don't mean I'm sorry I did it. I mean I'm sorry. I'm just sorry for you. I feel
Well,
bad that.
then I would say just explain that.
I just.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Of course I
There's
do.
also people that are too polite, and I use this example specifically for four-way stops when
Yes.
you pull up
The
and they're
overwave.
go. And I'm like, no, and I wave first. I go, and they're like, no, you go. And I'm like, well, no,
No.
nobody told you to go. You were here first. And they're like, go.
No, no,
Like, so
no.
just go.
In all this, you still have to have proper etiquette. You need to know the rules of the road. We went to the mall today, right? And like I'm driving along the front of the mall. Well, there's crosswalks, right? Like, but they're like 60 whatever yards apart. Like, so that, but people don't, they don't go to the crosswalk. They
Nope.
go right in the middle of the road and then they expect you to stop. And I'm like, you do realize that's not the place to cross. Like, I could just run you over right now and it wouldn't really be my fault.
It's almost
You
polite to run them over.
got to follow the rules. We were in the city last night too, and we're going down a one-way street, and there's a guy on a bike coming right towards me on the road.
Nope.
And I
It's
said,
wrong.
my partner was like, "No, he has the right of way. He's on a bike."
No, he
I'm like,
doesn't.
"No, he does not. He follows the rules of the road as a car. He should be on the sidewalk." Like,
Bike goes the
so,
same direction as a car. You walk against traffic, you bike with traffic.
100%, 100%.
Absolutely.
So.
But people are getting so bad, and this is where it also is dangerous, is people texting and driving. People in this city, the last thing on their mind when they're behind the wheel of a car is driving. Couldn't care.
That's nuts. That's nuts. I
Every
don't
stoplight, the car in front of you doesn't go because they're
know.
locked down. Blah, 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 blah. They're paying attention.
I mean, I remember even when my stepson started driving, I'm like, when you get into a car, you need, like, your sole focus is driving the car now. Like, you do not worry about your phone. You do not think about your phone. Anytime you get in a car, if you're not attentive, you can have a crash and you can die. It's not complicated. You got to focus.
It's a
I've
loaded
been,
weapon.
you and I drove for a living for years. I've driven on, been in, on the highway. There was a guy with his computer on his lap watching a movie. Like, I'm like, what on God are you doing? Now, we were in bumper to bumper traffic, but I had to, like, that day, I wound down my window. I'm waving at him like this, and I said, "Look, man, like, you want to watch a movie in your car? Like, if you're on your own, I don't care. But like, if you want to kill yourself, go ahead. But you are risking everyone around you. Like, you can't wait till you get home. Like, what are you
Absolutely.
like?" That's just, yeah.
And the moment you take your eye off the road is when somebody in front of you brakes or something walks out in front of you. It's nonstop. I can look down at the radio and look up, and the guy that I've been
One
following
second.
for an hour all of a sudden is braking.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a conversation about deer. I mean, I looked down, glanced down at my radio when I was out visiting you, and next thing I like literally 2 seconds and I got a deer 2 feet from the front of my car. I mean, that's so, yeah.
Absolutely. And
Next
everybody
time
knows me
driving.
knows I had a bad accident running into a deer. And I mean, but I didn't even look down. The deer came out of nowhere. So
Well,
the
that,
deer was being rude that day.
yeah, for
But he
sure.
died, so I guess he paid for it.
There's a couple of weird ones that I remember of, my dad. Again, like, my I get for me, of course, it wasn't just my dad, it was my mom too, but our parents teach us manners, right? My dad was always, he was really big on when you shake somebody's hand, you look them in the eye,
Yep.
right?
Nice
that was
firm
that
grip.
That was a big one. Look them, but look them in the eye. You don't look down. And I think there is kind of like there's a certain confidence in that. Like you, it, and I think again, I think with phones, there's a lot of distraction, and there people are looking down a lot. Like it's like a thing, right?
Yeah, and the handshake thing is, you don't if you don't I don't mean crush someone's hand, which is also rude because
Yeah,
I've had people do that to me. But I
no,
don't think a nice handshake makes a difference. Have someone, and I know specifically in my I know a couple people, one's really specifically, they just lay their hand in your hand. They just go, eh.
yeah, I
Like
know.
it's
This
like
is a tricky one. You get on,
it's like a wet noodle. Like, oh, thanks. Thanks for giving me your hand. Like
yeah,
I'm proposing.
you could do like a Seinfeld ops episode on handshakes. It's a
Oh,
tricky one. Like, last thing you want is a wet, a damp hand, and there's all kinds of weird
it's
stuff.
so bad that I remember one guy specifically who used he was an ex RCMP officer. He was in our business and he would crush your hand.
Oh yeah, no good. That's no
The guy
good.
I work with today, to this day, I know, who just hands you this wet noodle of a hand and you're just like,
Oh, it's too bad. It's too
what?
bad.
But then if we're going to talk about texting and driving, texting, period.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm out to dinner with somebody or visiting
Terrible.
somebody,
No.
including my own children, and you're having a conversation and they're just tick, 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 tick.
Oh no, no,
I
no, no, no.
remember years ago, I was out with one of my sons and he had stuff on his mind, but I took him out to lunch. We made a specific lunch date because I hadn't seen him for a while. And halfway through, I was just like, are we gonna, like, what are we here
No,
for? You know?
no, no,
And
I
I've
never.
done this thing now, and you have kind of shown me this too, is if I'm talking to you and you start texting, I stop talking.
Yeah, me too.
I
I
stop
100%.
talking.
Because I know you're not
That
paying
might be better for
attention, man. I'm
you.
just wasting
Just
my
stop
breath.
talking. And I'll do this thing where I stop talking. I start talking nonsense just to see if people are paying attention to anything
Me
I'm
too.
saying.
Me too. Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
you're talking about something normal and they start and you say, oh yeah. And then that elephant flew in the room. Oh my gosh, man. He
Yeah.
stepped on. And then they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shark bit my head off, and
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Just not listening. And it's awful, but it's rude. Even like I almost stopped going to concerts because I can't stand when I'm at a concert and everybody around me and in front of me are so busy filming the concert. They're not even listening to the concert.
Yeah, I
You're not
know.
getting, be in the now.
I
If
know.
you're
I know.
watching, I don't know, John Bon Jovi, and he's playing his heart out, and it's an awesome experience. And
I
you're
know.
so busy filming it,
I know.
distracted by your phone, and all I
I
can
hate
think
you.
of is
Yeah.
you are never going to watch that video. There's millions of videos of John Bon Jovi if you want to go watch a video of him, but you're here, you're living this moment,
I know. Yeah.
moment. It
Yeah,
drives
I know. I
me
know.
crazy.
I mean, I get it. I mean, people want to preserve the moment on their phone. I do sort of understand, but it is very distracting. I don't, I mean, I will, I'm not saying that I haven't done it. Like, I will take a quick, like whatever. Oh,
Sure,
this is a great
30
song.
seconds.
I'm gonna,
Yeah.
but I'm, but we're, generationally, we're, before we were 25 or so, there weren't phones. So
No.
we existed without them. So it's a much different thing for us, for sure.
Well, you
No
see
question
people at
about it.
concerts, like all these Taylor Swift concerts now, and you see people in the audience, they're dancing with their phone like this.
The whole time. Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
like, what are you doing? You
Yeah. Yeah.
$3,000 for that ticket, and
Yeah.
you can go on Disney Plus and watch her whole concert. Like you don't
Yeah.
have to have it on your phone.
Yeah. No, I mean there's no doubt that phones have changed manners immensely. And yeah, we
Even
never did
restaurants,
no
people.
phones at the tables. Like, no, we never did that.
You
Yeah,
sit
and
in a restaurant where someone's sitting at the table beside you and they're on their phone, like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what are you shot?
yeah. Go to parties though, where like you have to put your phone in a bowl before you get there.
I'm
I
smart.
think that those are really good practices.
I do too. I think it's a good way to go.
I think it ties into the eye contact thing. Even we mentioned it with shaking hands, but like even just when you're having a conversation with somebody, just making eye contact with them, like it's easy, even if you don't have your phone, it's easy to just like if you're not making eye contact, to just like lose track of what they're saying. Like if you just like I don't know, so
It
we're
happens.
talking, all of a sudden I look out the window and see a squirrel and you're talking and I'm like, oh, sorry. Oh, but it is easily an opportunity to say, sorry, just kind of got distracted by that squirrel.
It was a pretty squirrel.
was a really beautiful squirrel.
But you're right, distractions, but you are 100% right. I hate when I'm talking to somebody and it makes me feel like a doddering old man when I'm talking and all of a sudden the younger person I'm talking to just starts talking to their spouse or talking to, and just, it's like, do you even know that I'm talking? Is what I'm saying so boring that it's just like, it's just not even, and I've actually stopped talking before I told you. And sometimes
That's not
people never
cool.
ask you to go back to it. You're like, holy cow, they really did not care what I was saying. They don't even go
That's
back
not
and say,
cool.
what were you doing? But
No.
I also get a little bit passive aggressive because I'll stop talking because people are doing that to me. And then they start saying, well, what were you saying? And I'm like, no, it's okay. It's not important. Oh, come on. I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
If you wanted to know what I was saying, you would have listened to me. And look,
Yeah.
make a little caveat here. I
Yeah.
know I don't, I'm not for one moment trying to say that I'm perfect at all this stuff.
No, of course you're not.
I'm
No,
sure I do the same things I'm talking about, but I notice it. I'm trying.
yeah.
I have considered myself a polite person. I was a polite student. I think I'm a polite coworker. I think I made a good reputation in my world because I was polite. I do call some of my older customers sir. Especially emails, I'll say thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You know, it's like,
I
it's,
think, yeah,
I
I
don't know.
think, look, there's all, we're all, we all, we're all human. We're all making mistakes. I think that the critical things that we're talking about here in general are the kind of like using the please and thank yous, listening attentively, making eye contact, good. Well, I mean, we didn't really talk about manner, like at the table. We were talking about eating, but of course, table manners, like that was like, oh my God, with three stepsons, there were times where you were just like, we had to give up some nights. We would say like Friday night was manners night because some night, like you'd sit down, like of course, we talk about table etiquette. That's a whole, like that's a half a book just talking about table etiquette. Like,
I still don't put my, I don't put my elbows on the table when I eat.
your fork and knife, don't eat, don't talk with your mouth full, wait for everybody before they sit, before you start
Absolutely.
eating, all this stuff. But like sometimes you get home, it's like whatever, it's weekend, everybody's starving, like people just like fucking shoveling food
Oh yeah.
in.
Oh yeah.
We would just be like, oh God, like, but
But we used to always say grace, right? So you had to, you didn't start eating until grace was said. But you know, we didn't put our elbows on the table, and we
no.
tried to, we and just being together at dinner was part of manners. Like we, you know, that was a, and
Yes, for
that's
us too,
something
sure.
that my wife and I have gotten away from. We do eat most, we eat our dinners together, but most of them are TV trays. We watch TV while we're eating. That's probably pathetic. It's just what we do.
Whatever,
Literally.
whatever. I like having a good TV dinner, dinner in front of the TV anyway. Once in a
Yeah.
while, it's like a treat. It's like it's a nice thing. I love sitting at the table too, don't get me wrong, but
Yeah, it depends. Like, you know, like last night we had my
it is.
son and his wife over. We had a beautiful ham dinner. Me and my wife made scalloped potatoes for the first time. We'd never done homemade. It came out excellent. But we sat at the table and I enjoyed myself. Now, people would probably talk about manners, but I pulled up a fifth chair so my little granddoggie could sit beside me. And she hangs out with me when there's a ham around because she knows I'll give her some. But that's more of love than not bad manners. But yeah, it's a, I think it would be a bad world if manners went away. I think they are important. Maybe not every table etiquette matters. Maybe if you use the salad fork for your steak, the world's probably not going to end.
No, we'll be all right. We'll be all
But
right
some
with that.
politeness, I think some general politeness, I think that goes a long way. And I do like that, you know, you, we always waited. And if someone, say my mom or the cook would say, listen, don't wait for me, your food's getting cold. Maybe you can eat it then. But even then, I know
Even
sometimes
then, I would have
they'll
to move
just be like,
away. Yeah.
no, I'm waiting until you're sitting. If you don't
Especially if she
want my food to
cooks.
get cold, then sit.
There's one rule that I don't mind using now and then, and it's kind of like the the break of that rule, and it's more than eight, don't wait. So if there's
Right.
more than eight people, especially if everybody has to get their own plate, like you got 12 people, it gets a little tricky, right? So the more than eight, don't wait. That's kind of a thing. But
Well, Shonda's mother never had a hot meal ever when we, because she'd have 25 people and she, you know,
oh my gosh.
but
Wow.
care. She didn't want, it wasn't about her. That meal was not about her eating. That meal was about having her whole family there. You couldn't get the smile off her face. She more, she just wanted you to be happy, you know? But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. So let's before we get to, you know, I know you and I would,
No, there's just before we go, because you're going to
I
try.
want to talk about morality too, so we can
Yeah,
start.
me too. There's just two. There was a couple that I kind of thought about. And these are, I don't know how, I don't know. They're just, they're things that I was thinking about, where complimenting people, that was one, and gratitude for gifts and things. So, like, you know, I think back in the, like, certainly more for me in the past than I do it now. And I shouldn't give it up. We used to always have to write letters, like after Christmas, like to your grandmother and stuff. Like,
Yes.
I think that's huge. And I think that is still somewhat prevalent in business and various other things, but I think there's something really great about, you know, saying thank you when people, you know, give you something, whether it's an email, a text or something. I think
Absolutely.
that was a really, that's a good one.
I like being thanked, so I know they like it's a good feeling. And I like, I'm so much, if you give me a gift, Chris, I don't care if I have four of them already, and I don't care if I don't like it. You're gonna hear nothing in my mouth but thank you. I love it. It's perfect. I love it. I love it. Now, I know people that will be there, oh shit, I got this already, or oh, I'll
That's not
wear
good. That's
that, or
bad.
I'll never do
No,
that.
this is one of those you fake it, even if it's not like, yeah, I think you're right. 100% you fake it.
But I know people that don't. My mom, God, you know, everyone knows how much I miss and love my mom, but my mom was not good at taking gifts that she didn't like. If you didn't like it, you knew she didn't like it. You know? And especially if they were from my dad, and there might be other things that she, but I remember her getting stuff, and I know my dad took some time and money, and she would just be like, you know, like it's not a good feeling. I'm
It's
gonna
not.
like it no matter what. And
And then the last one was just complimenting people. I think that's, I don't know whether that's become trickier or any, you know,
it has
just
become trickier.
a little bit, but I don't know. You've said it on a couple of other podcasts, but I think it just can really make somebody's day. Like,
I told you at Christmas I complimented that guy's shirt. Oh
absolutely.
my
And I
gosh,
think,
he was happy. He
you
was
know, that one could, I don't see how it could blow up in your face. I just feel like if you say something to somebody and it comes from your heart and it's honest and it's like, I think you look great today.
I love it. I
I
love it.
love
Even
that.
from my wife, who I've been with 35 years. If I get up one day, she goes, "Man, your hair looks great today." It makes me feel good all day.
Huge.
I love it. But
Just a tiny little thing.
sometimes I'll go to the effort and I think, okay, I'm not today, it's Sunday, but sometimes I'll think, hey, I'm looking at today, and she doesn't even notice. And I'm like, oh, I thought I looked pretty good, you know. But you know, that's not against her. She's got lots on her mind. Now, I tell her she's beautiful every day, but I guess that's just the way it's supposed to be. But it's because I think it. I actually believe it.
Well, okay, well,
Morality. Morality.
there's the tie-in to morals. Morals, right? Morals.
Right.
I mean,
I'll handle this one. You have none, so I'll take it.
so there's some that I look, here's a short list of what I have for morals, because I think they make sense. And a lot of them are nice chivalrous things. Honesty, kindness, fairness, responsibility, respect, courage, justice, loyalty. You talk about loyalty. These are all more, I think these are like top 10 morals,
They are. I
right?
think I do most of those. You lost me a little bit on responsibility and courage. I'm a bit of a chicken shit.
Yeah, but courage in what? Like courage, you can be courageous. It's like there are moments where you may have to be more courageous, like where you really have to stand up for something. And
It
I think
depends on the situation too. I'm very good at public speaking. Most people are scared to death of public speaking. It doesn't even cross my
yeah,
mind.
you have the courage to do that for sure. I think, you know, there's a there, I think courageousness, a lot of times in today's society, is like taking a moral stance on what you believe is right, right?
Yes.
So, you know, well, there's a lot of we talked about division. You know, there's a lot of division in the US right now with the president. And for some people, like taking the courage to say, I don't really think Trump's a really great guy, that does take some courage. You're going to get people are going to defend him against your thought. But so taking, taking a stance in the world does involve some courageousness for sure, because there will be backlash.
Yeah,
Taking
and but there's that old song, you have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, right? Because you do have to take a stance, but you're right, it can take a lot of courage to do it because you're scared the person you're talking to is going to shoot you down. They're not going to feel the same way you feel. You think you might lose a friend, you might lose a customer. Like, in the business world, I'm not going to get into a major fight with one of my customers over whether Trump's right or wrong.
No, there's a
It's
time and a
me,
place.
the
No,
time and
there's a
place.
time and a place.
But I
Time
won't even with a friend. I'm not going to fight. If you tell me today you like Trump, I'm going to like, oh my God, I can't believe Chris likes Trump. But I'm not
and a
going
place.
to get into a big scrap with you. I'll probably just say I'd rather not talk about it because I,
Absolutely.
but I don't really want, I can't think of too many people I will get into a big fight about it with. But I, you also though, you're not going to make me say I like Donald Trump. I do
No,
not like Donald Trump.
I
I'm
don't either.
sorry. I do not like him.
Don't
I
either.
don't like anybody that
No.
treats veterans and trans people and gay people and women and immigrants the way he treats them. I'm
No.
sorry. I don't care how good your budget is or how good your whatever is. You're
No.
not a good person.
I do
You're
not
not.
respect. I do not respect that in any way. So
No.
that. So Jen. So yeah, courage. There's an opportunity for courage. There's also an opportunity there for honesty. Right. And, just being transparent in your words and in your actions. I mean, you mentioned it at the beginning. I haven't been perfect at that one. There's no doubt about it. When I was like in addiction and stuff, I was not honest. I, first of all, wasn't honest
Absolutely.
with
Me neither.
myself, and I certainly was not honest. I will be the first one to admit that. And that's a tough one. And I also, we talked about it on a previous podcast where, there were a couple of instances when I was younger where it was like, no, just lie about that. That's okay. You can lie about that. And so I think we all have, I mean, I don't know how many people could put their hand up and say they've never lied.
I think they'd be lying.
The reality is we all know you're going to feel better once you get rid of those things and once you clear them up and admit that you did and tell the truth about it, even if it fucking sucks and you have to pay a huge big penalty. Some of these, like we know that these morals, if you don't abide by them, they eat at you.
They do.
There's no two ways that they do not, right?
When I'm in active addiction and I'm lying to myself and everybody else, and then the lies they start compounding and you forgot the lies you've told and you
100%.
say something, they go, oh, what do you mean that? You told me you did that day. And I went, oh, right. And then you lie again. And then it's
Oh
just,
my God.
oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
It's sickening, right?
And
And
everybody knows you're lying, but
100%.
you just all keep up the facade that I'm not lying, it's a very strange thing.
Just tears apart your own integrity, right? So,
But I
like,
had people when I was an active opiate addict, I'll discuss that one specifically. I had people, a customer, I won't say his name, but he had the courage to sit me down and say something to me. And I got upset. I wasn't mad, but I started crying and it was awkward, it was uncomfortable. And I thought about it later, it couldn't have been easy for him. I'm sure he did not want to have that conversation with me. I'm not his child, I'm not his responsibility. He sat me down and he said, Sean, you are not doing a good job. You're showing up here unprepared. You're canceling appointments. You're not doing a, you don't remember things. You don't seem like yourself. You seem a little disheveled. Like, what is going on? We think there's something wrong. And I started crying and I excused myself and I came back and I told him the truth.
Yeah,
And it
good
was
for you.
actually one of the beginning, it was the beginning of me getting better.
And the last one that I mentioned on the list was integrity, right? And the definition of integrity is acting in alignment with one's values even when no one is watching.
Yes. That's a big one. You
That's huge,
say
man.
what you will do when no one's watching, that's integrity. You're absolutely right. You
Yeah,
know?
I mean, and that's again, well, we've talked a lot about AA, but that, one of the mottos of AA is to thine own self be true.
And that ties in with loyalty. You know, like
100%.
Do I cheat on my wife because I know 100% this instant I can never get caught? No, because I'm loyal to her. She trusts me. And it's like you that's the key to it. I'll take a bit of a soapbox here, but I've been married for 35 years and we've had moments with addiction and stuff like that, but the key to it is to trust each other. We have to trust that I traveled a lot. She was home a lot. We were alone a lot. We weren't with each other a lot. We had to trust each other. And that was.
And well, I mean, when you go back to when you go back to the list of morals, when you are honest, when I get, over time, trust, you develop trust. There's no, I mean, it's obviously tricky when you lie to get past that, right? And
And trust takes forever to get and can be lost instantly.
that's the thing.
Like
That's the thing
like
about it,
you and
right?
I are friends, you could be honest with me for 10 years. And if you lied to me once, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I don't know about this guy. He's lying to me. Is he always lying to me? Does he lie to me? Like it's hard. It's hard.
And even just little things, man. Like we had a little thing in the summer there. I mean, it wasn't even little. I said
I
it.
don't know.
We had a moment. We had a moment, and it took a little while to recover. And I needed to apologize. And that, we get. I just was out of alignment, right? And I was out of.
But you were out of alignment. It wasn't all about me. You had other shit going on in your life, you know?
Yeah, for
And
sure, for sure. And
I'm not perfect either, for God's
and
sake.
that goes, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of kind of, again, there's a lot of tie-ins between the morals and the manners. Like I knew that I had to get kind of past myself and apologize and like do the right things, say I was sorry. And
You did.
I think that that's the only way that you can get past it, right? Being honest about it.
Because I'll tell you, when someone says they're sorry, unless you're a monster, I don't care how mad I am at you. If you really give me a heartfelt sorry, I'm gonna have a hard time not accepting it. Because I feel like a jerk if I didn't. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that took a lot. Well, that's all I really want. It's just, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And listen, if it becomes a pattern,
Of course.
then it's like, well, fuck off. Obviously, this is not the thing. We're not in this for the same reasons, but. You can't judge anybody on their worst moment. Like
No.
I teach that in addiction. You can't judge anyone. You can't take anybody for their worst moment. You'd
Yeah.
never, if that's the only thing you judge somebody on. I mean, there's extreme cases of forgiveness where, you'll see somebody murders their child and they end up forgiving them. And then some of them, they have them in their life.
Yeah.
Like they bring them into their life and they nurture that person. I'm like, holy cow, like who are you? But I don't know if forgiveness is a virtue or not, but forgiveness goes, holding a grudge hurts no one but you.
Yeah, no question.
The
No
person
question.
you're holding against most of the time doesn't even know you're holding it or care. Very strange. Forgiveness, I think, is a moral. I think for being a forgiving person is a morality. And forgiveness is huge, man. It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it is for sure. Absolutely. The obviously forgiveness, and then I mean, even then from that, it's like, do you make a decision if something's happened in a relationship, whatever, then to just say, well, I forgive you, but maybe this isn't a
Yeah,
relationship that you
maybe, maybe
so
that could be the case.
repetitive pattern.
And you got to realize if it's important enough to you. So even in the case of you and I, when you said you were sorry, it was important for me to have you in my life. I wanted you in my life. So I forgave and moved forward because I wanted you in my life. If I was at that point where I don't really want Chris in my life anyway, so fuck it. Sure, if you're sorry, big deal, move on. I would have moved on. You live a long way from me. It's not that hard for me to get you out of my life, but I'd want you in my life. And it's like anybody in your life, even your own family, your kids, whoever.
When I was doing this, when I was doing the definitions and stuff, I put in, and again, I'm using it. I know you're using it, so I put it in, and it's helpful. Like honestly, like I put in, give examples of a loss of morality. Oh my God, dude. Like when you, like we were just talking about Trump, for example, like listen to this list: dishonesty and deception, exploitation of others, corruption in leadership, intolerance and discrimination, betrayal of trust, violence or abuse, greed or selfishness, disregard environmental responsibility, ignoring the rights of others, indifference to suffering. Like, it is just like,
That's Trump's Wikipedia page.
it's nuts. And there's a lot of this in the world.
There is. Worse than ever, I think. It's unbelievable.
Ignoring the rights of others, indifference to suffering, like just
Like
turning a
Elon
blind
Musk, he's doing some weird stuff right now. Like he did the Nazi salute a couple times, but then even on his Twitter and the stuff he's allowing on there, and he's kind of catering towards these like right wing, just terrible stuff. And I don't understand these people that think it's cool to be a Nazi, because not only did, of course, the Nazis were responsible for killing over 6 million Jewish people and others and trying to destroy the world and take over the world. Do you want to go on the other side of it? They also lost the war pretty handedly. Like they were stomped to the ground. I'm like, so you think it's cool to be a loser? Like what? Hitler didn't win. He killed himself in a bunker. Like I don't get what any, I can't think of one reason to think it's cool to be a Nazi. I can't think of one reason. Nothing. Nothing. Not even, it's awful. And I think the word gets thrown around too easy these days. Like people are like, oh, he's worse than Hitler. No.
Well,
Trump's catching up, but
I think it's some sort of relevance to him feeling like he's superior to others based on what he looks like.
right. But he
Right?
thought the Aryan race should be blonde and
I
blue-eyed,
know.
whereas
I
he
know.
wasn't either one of those things, which I
I
thought
know. I
made
know. Yeah, like when I read that list, it's like it's concerning, like the greed and selfishness, like this mass wealth, just a disregard for, responsibility to others.
there's a lot of wealthy people that have blood on their hands in one way or the other.
The rights of
It's beer
others.
blood, but sometimes it's just people they've stomped over to get where they are, you know. I don't know.
When I read that original list, what are the examples of morals? I can't remember where we were, but we were at a party or something, and somebody said something to the effect of like, what is important to you, in life, like what is something that you strive for? And I said kindness, and it was like, right, it was a business thing. It was like, and I, it really, like, I think it took a couple of people off guard. It was almost like I should have like said something about my business or
I feel like I was there. I don't know why.
making $1 million or whatever. I don't know, but I think it's just, I haven't always been kind. I'm not going to say that I have. I've made mistakes and I've done things at times that were selfish for sure. But I think, if we were all striving towards kindness or fairness or honesty, things would be a lot better.
Oh my goodness, you imagine?
Really.
Imagine if we all just got up and tried to be kind. All of us, all 10 billion of us, just tried to be kind to each other. What a great world this could be. And
Just
you know,
look past
there's
things.
enough, you know, I've heard this the other day, and I never realized this. They said there's enough resources in this world for everybody to eat everything if we just spent our money trying to feed people. No, we have to build enough nuclear weapons to blow the world up 100 times. You know, that makes a lot of sense. I'm watching this show right now. It kind of deals with morality. It's called Paradise, and it's really incredible. But it's like these super rich people build like this underground bunker to live in after there's like some, I don't even know what the event is yet, say it's a nuclear war or something. And I think that's great. So all these people with power blow up the world, and then these same powerful people get to hide out in these where the rest of us just get to die in the world they blew up. Like
What's it
what?
called? What's it called?
Paradise. Paradise. It's on Disney. It's friggin', it's only 3 episodes so far, and it's awesome.
Doesn't seem like a stretch. Concerning.
It really blew my mind. It's really cool. It's worth taking a, I mean, I like to watch a lot of lighter shows nowadays because I get enough stress in the real life, but you know, I'm gonna end it on this. When I was thinking about manners, you know, I was doing online therapy with BetterHelp and doing really good at it. But I had to give up my therapist because she started looking down all the time at her phone or emails or something.
Wow.
After having months of a great relationship, I just caught her just not paying attention to me. And that was not only manners, that's bad business. I'm paying you. And I had to give up on a relationship that I nurtured and developed, but I couldn't do it. And so I got a different therapist because the BetterHelp, you can switch therapists at no cost. And I got this woman on, and I was doing good for about 10 minutes. And then I heard a baby cry, and she said, "Oh, hold on." She went over and picked up her like 8-month-old baby, and his head was in the screen, and she was talking and feeding him, and then walking to the fridge and bouncing him. And I'm like, is this okay? Like, I ain't paying you like $100 a session to talk to me about my problems, and you're bouncing your little baby up, feeding them and taking care of them. I'm like, I got in trouble for vaping during a Zoom meeting, and you're like, this seems way off. But I was thinking about that too. Like, when I used to go with my company on these Zoom meetings, I would vape during it. And my opinion was, well, I'm at my house in my room, and I'm not hurting anybody, I'm vaping. But you know what? I thought about it after, and they were right. They were right. They said if you were sitting at a sales meeting, you would not speak, and they're vaping at this meeting. Have a little professionalism. And I think they were right. I think it
Yeah, I
is.
guess so. Yeah,
Took a while, and it took me a while to get there, but I did get there. I did get there.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I. We talk about making a recommendation. I didn't bring one today either. But
I recommend listening to this podcast.
recommend listening to this podcast. Being honest, being kind, being fair.
I think, I don't know if you've noticed that, but someone commented one day that we're doing good on our podcast, but some of making a good podcast with another person, you have to have one, we have to be able to look at each other. I watched some of the early ones, and I caught myself not being able to look at you. I was always looking away, looking up, looking sideways, because it's nerve-wracking to stare someone in the eye. And another one is knowing when to stop talking to let your podcast partner talk. And you got to pick up on the cues. Like,
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean that was one of them. I don't know, we didn't mention that in manners, but yeah, interrupting people isn't, that's the truth. And again, I mentioned that as just society, we're just like, we're always kind of, it's like rapid fire. Like we're just not as patient as I think we were at one point, and just taking the time to sit down and having a conversation honestly and openly and looking someone in the eye and just going slow almost is like, it feels nicer. I could just take your time.
but I think some young people, it's not even their fault. They don't know how to function with just one screen, even. Like if they're watching TV, they have to have their phone going too. Like they just
We
can't take
didn't,
it.
yeah, I mean, we didn't even touch on that, but a couple of times it was a thought of mine to say that, because there's a lot more social anxiety these days too. Like again, isolation, maybe it was COVID or whatever, but I think younger generations have a tougher time having a face-to-face conversation. When we were kids, you picked up the phone and you called somebody. Now it's just a text, and it's a text that isn't even, as you talked about, not even necessarily complete words. It's like you can use emojis and have a conversation. So some of the
What about
formalities.
ghosting people on text? I hate being ghosted.
I know you do.
I hate it. But I've said this on other podcasts. Sometimes I've realized that it's not about me. But my mind immediately goes to the worst possible thing. Why is he ghosting me? Oh, he's mad at me. Oh, he's not. What did I do? And then you find out, no, I was busy at work. What are you talking about? I was doing something, But ghosting is a new thing because you didn't used to ghost people because, I mean, I guess you could not call them back if they left a message or something like that. But I mean,
The
it
term
was
didn't even exist, right? It's just like,
exists, though. No. But anyway, I don't really have a recommendation this week. Like I said, I've been trying to watch some lighter television, and I'm way behind on this. But we've been watching Schitt's Creek. My goodness, I like that show.
that's funny.
It's
Yeah,
funny.
it was the motel that they filmed it at is literally 5 kilometers from our house.
Really?
Yeah,
Well, if
yeah.
I'm ever up there, I'm gonna get you to take me down and look at it. I'd
Yeah,
like to see it.
it's a funny show. They're great.
They really are. My
Bunch of
goodness.
Canadian comedians.
Was thinking about how long Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara have been working together.
I mean, Oh,
they used to
wow.
be on SCTV. I used to watch that when I was 10. I
So
mean,
good.
just,
So good.
and then all those movies they did, like A Mighty Wind and all those, like all those shows they did.
I think Dan is great in the show too. He's just
Oh,
hilarious. He
and he wrote it.
did,
And he said he was watching like a reality show, like The Real Housewives or something. He said, imagine if all these people, the way they're acting, if they lost all their money, what would happen? So that's what he wrote. And
No, it's great. I
I,
would.
Catherine O'Hara's voice, I can't get over the accent she does. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but oh my gosh, it cracks me up how she talks.
Oh, she's great.
And the daughter that we laugh because the daughter has her hands like this all the time. She's all everything. She's just got her hands like this all the time. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you're recommending that. I'll actually re recommend because we just started watching it. There's a show, I think it's on Apple, called Little America.
Okay, I don't know that one.
They're all true stories. They are, as far as I can tell, primarily about immigrants that have come to the US and then something interesting has happened. But they're because they've all kind of grown up and it's all happened, most of them start like in the they're occurring like in the 70s.
Okay.
So anyway, it just follows their life and then it kind of like it shows this kind of interesting something interesting has happened to them. And they're just like they're like 30 minutes to 45 minutes, but they're all true stories, and they're heartwarming and funny. So I think
Little
it's worth it.
America.
Little America, yeah.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And it's just one, like you can watch one. They're not in any way linked, so you can just watch one and call it a night or whatever. So
It's on Apple.
Apple,
Okay. I
yeah.
watched speaking of Eugene Levy, he's got a travel show on Apple we love.
Oh yeah. I
Oh.
watched it too. What's it called?
I can't think of the name of it now, but it's Eugene Levy's travel show, but my goodness, it was
Something,
good.
yeah. I watched it too. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's great. He's got some impressive eyebrows, eh?
Oh my goodness.
Oh
He's expressive.
yeah.
All right. Well,
Brother.
good catching up.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's snowing here quite nicely. I think I'm gonna go make a soup.
It's a good soup day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have leftovers from last night, and then next Sunday is the Super Bowl.
It is, yeah. Maybe we'll do a football podcast. We have not done. We both love football, so maybe that would be
You
easy.
know what? We should, and I think there's lots of ways to talk about what we talk about in football. I think that would be cool.
One of my favorite quotes from last year was, "What was it again? Oh, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's playing at the Usher concert this weekend."
Is funny. And he's playing this year, he's playing at the Kendrick Lamar concert. So
I can't believe it. Anyway, maybe we should do it next week because that here we go again, eh? Patty Mahomes.
yeah, you know, I got lots to say, but let's save it and talk about it. We'll do
All
a
right, brother.
special episode next week.
Thanks for today.
All
Show
right.
some good manners and stick to your morals.
I will, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank
All
you.
right. Bye. Love you.
Love you, brother.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah.
All right, see ya.
All right, brother, see ya.